Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Expert Insight. My name is Dan Clubb. I will be your host as ever. And of course, there's only one man we're going to be talking about. It's the new Liverpool head coach, Arne Slot. And to do so, I've got a former teammate and a former colleague of his in the shape of Julian Jenner. Julian, how are you doing, mate? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for
good
inviting
man.
Me.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to finding out a little bit more about the man who's going to replace Jurgen Klopp this summer. First and foremost, I mentioned there you were a teammate of his at NAC Breda. What was he like as a teammate? Can you remember much from the dressing room with him? And how did he first introduce yourself? Did you arrive and he was already there? Was it the other way around?
No, I was a very young boy. I was 17. When I got in the first team, and then Arne was already there. They had a very, very good season under Tenkate, who was the former assistant coach from Rijkaard in Barcelona. For the first time they achieved the European football. So he was there. He came from Zwolle. I think he came from smaller club than Breda. Mm-hmm. Well, like. Similar like Liverpool, like same similar, always full house, always supporting their club wherever they went. So he came from Zwolle. He had quite a bit of trouble first because he had to fill in the position of Alfred Schreuder, you know, the former coach of Ajax, former coach of Brugge, and now he's in I think in Dubai or in Qatar. But yeah, he was a shy boy. He started to play better and better, and eventually he got a place for him in the top 11. So in the squad, sorry. Mm. And yeah, you could see that he was very technical, not fast at all. I think he was a similar player like Busquets, only he was a little quicker, and he had more depth in his runs behind the defense. But he was a very, very intelligent player. He saw already what I liked from him is that he saw it already 3 steps before the situation happened. Mm. That's a big quality of him. And also scoring ability, assist giving abilities. And he was like multifunctional on the midfield. So I think that's a big benefit if you played there. You're in between the lines, you know, in the back and in the front. So you basically the extension of an attack or extension of a pressure moment or extension of a defensive deep moment. These kind of things, how we call it in football. Mm. But he was a very skillful technical player. So I enjoyed very a lot to play with him. I played on the wing. He played behind me. Mm-hmm. On the midfield, yeah, and we had a good connection that time. We had a good connection.
Yeah, definitely. I noticed you assisted him in a 4-1 win in 2005 over Ado Ten Hag. He's won the joint goal bar. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I also noticed you played against him a few times. What was it like to play against him? Was that different?
No, because I beat him always 1-1, so for me, not so difficult. No, but you know, the thing is that when you come in a top team like AZ, you know, and they have so many top players, you basically pull yourself up and to them. And also you had a fantastic coach who learns you a lot of technical ability. But I didn't know that because I had a lot of trouble in the beginning because I was more individual, you know. But he learned me to play in a team, Van Gaal. And that's also something what I take with me as a coach. But I had to play against him. And yeah, they lost 8-1 or something the first game. And then he was overwhelmed. It was also the new, the first game in the stadium. That time was a DSB stadium, not the Alpha Stadium from AZ. We killed them. You know, it was 8-1. And yeah, it was not that difficult. But the thing is that he is more a ball possession player. You know, he's not like a Makalele or something or that takes the balls or whatever. But he was never shy to get in the duels, you know, the head duels or to make sliding tackles and everything. So he was a very intelligent player. And I think he takes that also to his coaching game. And you can see that also, you know, Feyenoord made an unbelievable run this last couple of years, 3 years he's there. Yeah, he made Feyenoord again what it is. You know, because Feyenoord was, it was always Ajax, PSV, and then AZ came, or Twente, and Feyenoord was here. And they took him all the way there. Yeah. And I think that, yeah, when he left AZ, I was at that time a coach there. There was a lot of commotion around him because AZ had big plans because he was the guy to give us that championship again because AZ doesn't win a lot of championship. But yeah, it was a pity for AZ that he went away.
Yeah, you mentioned that your time there together at Alkmaar. Obviously, you worked there at the same time, and you potentially could have won the league, but not for the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Eredivisie just stopped entirely. I mean, you got to watch him up close and personal, sort of behind the scenes, and you've obviously spent time with him as a player. Like, could you tell that he'd been ready for this and his coaching methods and stuff like that? Did you see some of that in him when he was playing, obviously, in training?
That time, I think he was with a group of five doing his licenses. That's when I know when he was already busy with the with the coaching game.
Yeah.
You know, and that because he had good coaches as well. You know, Ten Cate is a very good coach. He had in Zwolle also a few good coaches. In Sparta, it's a few good coaches. And you know, he was not playing in the top. He was playing right mid-table kind of clubs. But he was always thinking about the game, involving the game, spreading his ideas. And what I really appreciate about him is that, for example, if he didn't agree with the coach or whatever, he wasn't there. He dared to speak up. And that's, for me, that's a sign of personality. You know, that a lot of people, a lot of players, they don't like to get involved in the discussion with the coach. He didn't, for him, was not a problem because he liked that. You know, it made him sharp as well. But he was definitely thinking about the game, you know, how to improve the game. And I think on his way, as a player, I think he his exercises that he wrote down, what is interesting for him. I think every player who does that, same like me, you know, you pick out something up from a coach. You know, you think, hey, this is good. Maybe I can use that. And he definitely did that. And to be honest, I lost him a little bit out of sight when I went abroad to play, for example, in England and in Hungary and in Germany. But later on, when I came back to AZ to do my coaching badges, he was there. So obviously we spoke, of course, and we spoke about football a lot. But yeah, he was the assistant coach of Van der Brom, and yeah, he came from Cambuur, I think. He came from Cambuur Leeuwarden. And then that time in AZ with Van der Brom, he really could explore and put his thoughts into the game. And I think Van der Brom made a huge impact in his coaching style because he gave him the freedom to develop himself. And a lot of coaches does that, you know. They like to keep everything in hand. And yeah, that is well something that I think that Sean give him that freedom to develop himself now as the coach how he is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, in 2022, I found an interview, Arne Slot said that goals, energy and intensity and a lot of attacking football were sort of part of his mantra. They were his footballing ideas, and they've been the hallmarks of the Feyenoord side in particular. Mm-hmm. Can you see that in him? Can you remember him being that way? Was he often very attack-minded? Is that sort of his mantra, if you like?
Yeah. He doesn't like to defend, eh? I also don't like to defend.
But, don't blame him.
That's why he keeps the ball as long as possible, but with always with an idea. He never wants to keep the ball when he does possession play, he tries to create something. And I was watching one time Feyenoord against Lazio Roma. I think it was Lazio Roma. Right. And what he did is that we as coach, we always talk in lines, you know, front line, mid line, back line. What I saw that he really instructed his left center back, because he was building up with three, and that his left fullback came inside, mm-hmm. and then the one of the three central defenders, the left one, should look for the number 10. So he plays two lines out, so they directly turned and they could play four against four or four against five in that time, in that situation. And that was really an eye-opener for me because, oh, wait. He gives instructions now to play that player, not the first one, not the second one, but the third one. Mm. And that's really difficult coaching, especially when you're playing with young players, because he plays with young players. He doesn't play with old players in Feyenoord. I think they are around 20, 21, 23. Yeah. I think the oldest is 26, I think.
Yeah.
And then I saw, hey, this guy is from another level, you know?
Yeah.
But I believe that Liverpool made a very good choice. And I hear now, because I follow Sky a lot, you know, I follow a lot of English pages, and I understand the doubt, because Ten Hag get a lot of resistance, but this guy is not Ten Hag. He's a different level, this guy.
Yeah.
I hope that my words are confirming his status right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well,
yeah,
nobody's believing me anymore.
No, it bodes well, it does. You mentioned a moment ago you worked under, so you played under Louis van Gaal, like one of the elite Dutch coaches, I think it's fair to say, like a phenomenal football manager, no two ways about that. I mean, in terms of man management skills, a lot of players, I've spoken to a couple of players who played under Arne Slot, and they've spoken very highly of his relationship and how he sort of dealt with players. I mean, was Van Gaal similar to that? And I guess from your experience with Arne van Slot, how did you assess
I think that Van Gaal is extremely direct. Mm. At that time, he was extremely direct on his age. Arne is more from come together. You know, it's more like hugging, you know. I think that he is the same person outside of the field that he is inside. Okay. So Van Gaal has two different faces. he's the coach, and then outside he's the human being. Mm-hmm. So we always talk about total mens principe. That means the total person principle. That's more Van Gaal style. But I think that Arne, his big example is Guardiola, I think. And I think that he put that a lot in his coaching style as well. So for him, he can explain very easy, you know. And if I saw a lot of times he coached in AZ. I could see it a few times. I was standing on the pitch with him. And he was just coaching constantly in detail, on the moment of pressing, the moment when you have to keep the ball, where you have to, just simple information, very simple information, but very effective.
And is that his communication skills then? Is he a really good communicator? Yeah.
And he has a good sense of humor as well. Okay. So Klopp has that also, a lot of sense of humor. And I think you have to have that a lot in this world, because everybody is cynical and everybody is sometimes negative. Especially in England, you know, everybody likes to talk directly, and sometimes it's not positive. Most of the times, 80% is not positive, but 20% sometimes is positive if you do well. I think it's a really realistic world, an extreme realistic world. But, you know, because of the your culture, it's your culture. So I think that he will fit in perfectly with his character. I think they will enjoy the players. We enjoy his, especially the attackers. We enjoy his style of play, and yeah, my friend, you talk about Liverpool. If you're attacking constantly, you're pressing constantly, and this, you know, the cop is standing behind you and everybody, it is unbelievable.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.